I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We got the chocolates!
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates! We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Where's his neck?
Holding up my headphones.
Needs, really? needs to give an ectomy.
Yeah, really comfortable seating position there for Mikus. He films and chimes in when we need him as well. It goes up on YouTube, which you can go and have a look at and see what he's wearing slash how he's sitting. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he edits. It's not actually him that puts it up on YouTube. It's Mikus. He gets blamed in the comments all the time. So sorry it was late last week. And then Charlie, he fact checks for any ridiculous comments that we may make. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. Bad luck about getting it up late and the episode as well. Last week. I think it usually goes on a Friday on YouTube if you want to, if you're a visual sort of learner. Mm-hmm. We put it up on Sunday midday.
I'll be better next time.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Charlie?
Too busy stealing other people's parks.
Charlie's perhaps not the best fact checker if he's just let you get away with saying Mikus is in charge of putting it on YouTube.
He might have written a note in here, but I've blocked him.
It's just unfortunate. Bad timing, Charles.
Oh, God. I had a story. Well, pretty much from yesterday. I got home, found a nice letter in my mailbox. It was a fine, a speeding fine. And yeah, it just feels like our ability to get places on time keeps coming up in conversations on this podcast.
Because weaves in nicely.
Yeah, I was expecting this fine. I knew. I remember it vividly. Driving back to try and get Lee to a physio appointment on time on the 21st of July. We're working here, recording something during the day, I assume, and wanted to be at the physio at 3:30 in Cooperoo. Got the speeding ticket in Carina. Probably 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. At 3:36.
It's fucking unbelievable.
So we would have been close to on time then.
But also, can I a question? How come you're having to drive him?
We came here together.
We live around the corner from each other.
So you took one car.
We're coming here. Carpooling. Yeah. Saving the planet. Doing
environmental.
Our bit,
you know? Yeah. Are you guys massive for it?
Migos is big on that too.
Yeah.
That's a niche joke that we'll tell you one day. He's not ready to release the information yet. But the best thing about that was that Skin literally told us this a couple of seconds ago. Mm-hmm. And we have a saying, like, you know how we've done our rules of podcasting. I think we've said that before. We can't remember what they are. One of them was laugh at everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Skins thinks that that was number three.
I'm pretty sure that was rule number three. Yeah.
Which is concerning because we can't remember what the top two rules are.
So it's probably by default number one.
And I'm pretty sure at some point we've talked about a rule number nine. Not that I remember what that was either, but like, so we've got a lot of rules.
Yeah, I think rule number 10 was make bulk curry puns at every possible occasion. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, but like our expression to each other is save it for the pod. Like we always say that because otherwise we don't want to use our best.
We waste all our good gear, don't
we? We don't want to use our best gear in actual life. Like our friendship's not that important. Our podcast is.
We only talk to each other 408 times a day. So.
But the problem is we love acronyms and that's really hard to simplify to an acronym. Yeah. It's like SIFT-P, I think. Yep, so we're sort of trying to make it more natural and flow off the tongue. Like, yeah, SIFT-P means save it for the pod. So if you hear us just weaving that into.
Or wonder if the Chockies maybe have SIFT-P. Another, like they could sort of do it for us.
what, put the letters in a different order.
Yeah, something like that. So it's an acronym, but like reverse.
Think of a tidier one or something.
That's good. I mean, the Chockies can do anything, and they actually have been weaved in later in the podcast episode as well. The other thing that's coming up is a lyric substitute skin, which I know you'll be pumped about, Skin. So
can't wait.
We had a lot of fun recording them. Goaty's done his first one, like his first proper recorded one in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm.
Nice.
In the studio. Yeah.
In my studio.
Your mum's land room.
That's not a your mum joke. It's literally just mum's land room.
Yeah, but we're on the lookout for a new studio, but we've got all these ridiculous requirements that Goaty keeps setting for us.
No, it's not ridiculous requirements. It's one, and it's a golf sim. It's not that fucking difficult.
It's not that hard. Just find a studio with a golf sim later, I'll be happy.
Yeah, just put a fucking table in the corner, and then just the rest of the office is a golf sim. It's not that fucking difficult.
He'll be there for 1 hour a week, and he's demanding a simulator.
So if you're out there and you can help us out with a office or a golf simulator, or both.
Primarily the golf simulator.
Well, let's move on to joke of the week.
Okay.
Thanks, Skin. I was just checking with you. This one on the chalk line sent in. There's some great ones coming in. We enjoy listening to them a great deal. Goaty particularly loves them.
Yep.
This one's from Chris. Here it is.
G'day, lads. Just been hanging out here on the chalk line. I thought I'd give you a little medical update. Got a note from me doctor. Brought it home. Told the missus. And here's me note. Says I can masturbate whenever I like. She snatched it off me and said, no, you fuckwit. It says you can have a stroke at any time. Keep up the good work, lads.
Oh, crikey.
What are your thoughts?
No, yeah. Got it. No,
I wasn't checking if you got it.
Very well delivered.
Very well delivered. Yeah. Nice. And lovely. Obviously, lovely the way that him and his wife speak to each other.
Couple goals.
What do you got, Skin?
Yeah, also got a written one sent in by Akash.
Ah, yeah, expensive, I've heard.
Mm. All paid by card, thanks.
A cashless society now, so I'm glad he's still... Oh, that's a bit rough.
Oh, and
thanks, Akash. We love having you. We are not in a cashless society.
We thoroughly enjoy your company.
Can you write back, make sure you say, get out of your brother Pat for me as well, thanks.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that.
He was talking to Akash.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Oh. So you can't do it?
No, me right back to Akash.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, good point.
So I can do that.
Yeah. I'm really glad we got to the bottom of this.
Akash probably isn't going to write to himself. That might be weird.
Yeah, he's more of a Czech guy.
Oh, I thought he was Danish.
Could I? Can I please read his joke?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean,
granted. Okay.
A guy walks into a local library and asks the librarian, do you have a book about Pavlov's dog and Schrodinger's cat? The librarian stops and thinks for a few seconds and looks at one of the bookshelves and says, it rings a bell, but I'm not sure if it's there or not.
Very good.
Pavlov's
the dog, the salivation.
Come on.
Yeah, that's very good.
I could not get it less.
I'm with you.
Neither of you have got that.
I'd like to be open and honest on this podcast. Yeah. I have no idea what
to say. So Pavlov's dogs was the one where he trained the dogs to like drool when they heard the sound of a bell by putting food when they rang the bell, and then they took the food away, rang the bell, and then the dogs started drooling.
Holy. Yeah.
Right, so can you say the joke again now that we...
I can't wait to listen to the podcast so I can get it.
Yeah.
Okay. And Schrodinger's cat is about if you're like...
Is a cat under a box and like, is it there or is it not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The cat, you put a cat, it's a thought experiment by Schrodinger. You put a cat in a box with a poison that randomly goes off at some time. So if you leave it in there for a while, eventually you don't know if the cat's dead or alive until you observe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how that works.
Charlie wrote something in here and then deleted it. So I don't think he's confident with what he's writing. Okay. Well, interesting that firstly, joke of the week sponsored and brought to you by our friends at Better Beer, tucking into the Arvo Ale over here, and Goaty obviously has a ginger beer. I don't know why
is that?
Why haven't we made that joke more?
Oh yeah.
Goaty.
I don't know.
Goaty's a ginger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You actually still get called Ging quite a bit as your nickname, don't you?
Yeah.
By a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm. Not by us. Mm-hmm. No. Way more respectful than that.
Genghis.
You Genghis.
Why his full name?
Way more respect. Martina Genghis. Well,
Martina Genghis, obviously. Yeah.
Or Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan, that's a terrible nickname.
That's been my Supercoach name for 7 years, I reckon.
He wasn't a great bloke, was he?
No.
No, horrendous. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Now, Goaty, the next thing that you brought to our attention was these blind rankings. I've really enjoyed seeing them.
They've been floating around all around. So the first I saw, like, Supercoach Experience Boys did one, footy players, NRL players. And we did add the other, what, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, me ranking blindly the AFL players.
Yeah. For it, yes. You might have heard it if you live in Australia and within the first 10,000 listeners to our podcast episode.
So it would have had to be like very quick.
Yeah. In like a certain 4-day period a couple of weeks ago.
And for a wonderful company.
Yeah, so. Great people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm. So building on that, we're going to do it again today, the blind ranking that is. And this time it's sort of more been individually focused to each of us, I think. So trying to get each other to rank 1 to 5, but without knowing what the next one coming is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how I've explained that.
Yep.
Not well, but good enough.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll make sense.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. So, Goaty, I'm going to you first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. And you, your category is, it's quite broad. Miscellaneous food / beverage.
Oh, wow. I like it. I do love food and or beverages.
Okay. Excellent. So, you've got to put these in order of 1 to 5 without knowing what's happening.
Sure.
I've got Camembert cheese.
Four.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Craft beer.
One.
Dare iced coffee.
Oh, that was, it was two, but it's tight with one. That was that.
Patak's ready to eat mini pappadums. It's my favourite segment we've ever done.
Okay,
so rattled.
I do love them, but I think it's 5 because I do love Camembert cheese as well.
Okay.
And that's under, so it's 5.
It's 5.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Which? What does that leave you?
3.
3. Your third favourite is Fisherman's Friends.
That's fair, I reckon.
Okay.
That is pretty good.
So what we got? What's his final list?
So I had craft beer 1, Dare Iced Coffee 2.
Yeah. Fisherman's Friends 3. Camembert cheese 4. Patak's ready to eat mini pappadums.
That's 5. Pretty close, I reckon. 4 and 5 okay. Interchangeable, 1 and 2 interchangeable, and then if you're hungover, 3 goes to 1. That's fair, right?
That is great. Oh, my gosh. Are you happy with that? Or did you like the category I chose for you?
I love that. Beautiful. Daddy, I've got you. All right. We're just going plain Jane. Animals.
Okay.
Just
all of right. The pet variety?
Of the pet variety, not the edible ones.
Everyone's got to work out this niche inside joke.
Yeah, that's good, I reckon. That's a good segment. Yeah. All joggies have to work out the niche joke.
Mikus. All right. Dogs.
2.
Cats.
1.
God, that's quick.
I knew how quick you'd get it.
On your own t-shirt. 1.
Birds.
5.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting.
Guinea pigs.
Oh, 4.
So you got 3 left. So your third favorite animal of all time?
No, I don't.
Fish?
Oh. Sure.
What did you think I was going to say?
What were you thinking?
I don't know.
A hyena.
Not important.
What were you thinking of?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Was it anaconda related?
No. No, it's niche again.
Oh, you got a niche.
I thought what you were going to say. I thought you were going to say
you're going to get cow.
A cow, yeah. No. For whatever reason, I don't know.
I don't get what you're talking about at all. No. Skid.
All right. Yep. I've got yours, Lethal. Kind of musicals.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
The Greatest Showman.
1.
Oh. Yeah, good.
Wow.
That has to remember, Mikus knows every song from The Greatest Showman.
Yeah. That is so bold going 1 first up.
That's mad. What other music? Oh, shit. No, I've cooked
it.
Oh, you can't change it. That's you. Oh, no.
Give me the others.
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, shit.
Good movie.
Mm. 4.
Disappointing.
Wow.
Sorry. Nice. Okay. High School Musical.
No.
Shit. 3.
You're a Troy Bolton guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Straight Out of Compton.
Oh, 5.
Okay. And Hamilton.
2. I would have switched Hamilton.
Yeah.
Did you like Hamilton?
Hamilton's
I'm more of an Ascot guy, but it's fine.
Almost as niche.
I don't know if I even get it.
Well, Ascot and Hamilton are the next
Brisbane
suburb.
Brisbane race course.
Oh, no, they're just suburbs, oh, you idiot. Sorry.
That is real niche then. Hello to all our Brisbane listeners. Yeah,
especially in the rich area of Hamilton and Ascot.
All right, I've got a list for skin.
Skinny Wayne's.
And, what no,
what's the category?
Is body parts.
Oh.
No, it's not.
How's that not? What is that possibly?
Wait, did you send him the list?
Yeah, Lee wrote the list and sent it to me.
Not tell him that.
It's not body parts.
That's hardly not a body. Well, what's that? You say it then.
Piercings.
Did you not give him a title?
We spoke about interpretation. But it's going to make a lot more sense. Yeah.
No, I was wondering why you were so confused by it.
Yeah, I know.
I had this discussion with him and he was like, wait, so what is he doing? I was like, it's blind ranking. Like, I just thought it was, now it makes sense as to why you were so confused. He's like, wait, but based
what's
on
your favorite what's body his part? Favorite body part? I mean, I use one.
It genuinely is why I was so confused. And I was like trying to ask Lee, but Skin was also in the room. Yeah, so I was like, well, I'm just going to... Lee was like, oh, it'll be obvious when we start. Well, it wasn't.
But
and now this isn't good.
You need to ask more questions. I love it. He said that on his body parts. No, it's not.
Okay, hang on. What? Sometimes you do need to ask more questions. But then there was... before Goaty got here today, you came out and said, oh, I think we should film this. Like, it'll be really good content. I was like, okay, film it then. That's literally what you do. And no, he was like, know. Came out to ask permission. But then for this, when we're doing a segment on the podcast, he didn't want to ask me a clarifying question.
I don't know. Sometimes I get nervous around my boss.
Shut up.
Skin's the boss.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
I didn't want to ask him to leave the room to ask Lee the question.
No.
Anyway, well, anyways.
The list.
So
the
apparently
list.
It's piercings.
Yeah.
It is piercings.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Can I have the list, please?
Really butchered this. Anyway.
That's ironic.
All right. Nose.
Nose. Three.
Tongue.
Ooh.
Four. Five.
Belly button.
Oh, fuck.
It's a belter.
I can't believe you still got it in.
Four. I really wish that was five.
Yeah. Earlobe.
Two.
Oh. What's left? One.
What?
Oh, well, obviously your favourite to Prince Albert then.
Has to
the
be.
Old Zardskis.
It's the only piercing I've ever gotten.
It's like your favourite piercing.
Clearly my favourite.
It can't be your favourite, can it?
Well, I don't like any of the others enough to get them, I guess.
You chose to get it.
Hang on a second. You liked it so much you went and got a Prince Albert. I don't think that's how I recall it going.
Not once. Just I cannot recall him saying in like the 7 to 8 weeks lead up, oh, we can't wait to do this.
I've been wanting one my whole life.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, every now and then on the We Got the Chocolates podcast, we like to recognize our friends of the show. We haven't given that many away in the past. I think 26, in fact, there are current friend of the show, give or take, Goaty Singley. But which does mean that the next number is incredibly important and a special sort of tribute based on a storyline across this podcast.
Certain events,
yeah. The number 27 that's coming out. There's been a lot of discussion actually, Skin, around whether it should be retired, whether it should just be dedicated to maybe like a statue of your snag.
the issue is we didn't have enough clay to build it.
Some people thought that Rhonda the Piercer should get it, but we feel like we've actually found an even more deserving recipient, haven't we?
Yeah, I believe so. We should have Josh on the line, hopefully. Firstly, he sent in two applications, so he's obviously very keen.
Yep. And then he sent in two of something else too, which we'll get to.
Yeah, exactly right.
Josh, have we got you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. How's it going?
Very, very well. Thank you, mate. Josh, your surname, if you're comfortable with me giving that away, is it pronounced Schoen?
Yeah, it's pretty much like shown, like as shown here on this helmet's picture, whatever it may be. Kind of like when you're at school.
Okay. Yeah, and we used to do show and tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when you played footy as well, Josh, you're a fan of the dummy, you know, the show and go.
I don't know if they do that in America. Yeah.
No, maybe not.
You're in the US,
not,
Josh.
Not really.
Ah, okay.
I am, yes.
Yes.
And Josh, looking at your applications, I gather you're a bigger fan of baseball than any of the football cards. Is that fair to say? Your favorite sporting moment, normally we get a lot of like big wins or personal milestones, mm-hmm. things like that. Yours is a baseball fan throwing a pizza at another baseball fan.
It's so good. He sent us the link. It's elite.
So, yeah, it was like, I forget how many years ago it was, but it was a game between, it was like the Red Sox and somebody else. And some guy missed a ball that went into the crowd, kind of like a foul ball. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but some guy missed it. Another guy got upset that the other guy missed it, and then all he had to throw at the guy was a slice of pizza. And he literally threw him a slice of pizza.
But Josh, it hit him like square in the head. It was incredibly accurate.
Oh yeah, no,
good arm.
Yeah, it was right in the face.
Was it like frisbee style or like a full-on like palm
it was like
to
a
the
pitch?
Face? Yeah, palm to the face sort of style.
Yeah. It was a full on throw.
Nice.
Josh, the other thing I wanted to clarify with you, as one of your must topics for sort of our segment, must or dust, you sent in adult wet wipes. Do you remember that first?
So, you know, like I for sure, cause I, you know, I use them fairly often. But you know, it's a little softer. It's a little, you know, wet on the behind rather than, you know, some coarse toilet paper that you might get from the store.
Seriously? Because my question was, is there a difference between an adult wet wipe and just a wet wipe?
I mean, there's a good possibility, but, you know,
do they not clog the drains though, Josh?
Yeah. Are they even flushable?
No, they don't.
Yeah, right.
They are flushable.
Okay. Well, this is news to me.
I think, there's like Charmin, which I don't know if you guys have that over there, but there's also a company called Dude Wipes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's literally called Dude Wipes, and it's adult wipes.
Okay, right.
Yeah?
Okay, wait, sorry, weird question, but I have to know.
Here we go.
No, this will be okay, good.
No, so I take it these don't come on your standard roll of toilet paper, right? Is that like they've got to be in a little container or something, do they?
Fuck me.
Yeah, it's kind of like in a bag to keep it, you know, wet. Yeah.
So even weirder question, have you removed the little roll holder from your bathroom or have you just got an empty roll holder sitting there?
Oh, no, my wife still needs toilet paper.
Okay.
So we still have the regular roll.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Great question.
Hey, well, that's good.
Apologies.
Great question.
You're fine.
Josh, your other thing that we feel like we could sort of, I guess we knew what you were talking about a little bit when we read this. You couldn't work out how to fill up petrol in Australia. It costs $150 somehow. The issue for you was what went wrong was that it was an electric car and they can be tricky. You didn't actually try to put petrol in the electric car, did you?
No. The electric car issue was your issue from last week, if I remember. Mm-hmm. But So in America, the way that you fill up on petrol, gas, whatever you want to call it, is you actually pay first before you fill up. Oh. And I had no idea how to do it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, there's no credit card machine. There's nothing. So I went inside and this is, what was it? It was in Cairns. So we were over there and she's like, oh yeah, it's $150. I'm like, okay, cool. Great. No problem. I ended up paying for the guy behind me.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Oh, oh, right. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
And that guy's just got his money's worth.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Yeah. Somehow, I think we all made it right, but it was, you know, it's a culture shock for sure. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a strong application, Josh, already. But I think, Skin, the thing that we really want to talk to you about is that for those really keen chockies that have been observing on YouTube, you would have seen for probably the last maybe 2 months, there's been twin Prince Albert tobacco cans in Skin's shot, in Skin's frame. You can go and look for them. Skin's actually holding one up to the camera. Now, Josh, they were courtesy of you. They were posted to us by you.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, funny story behind that. So, I was in Kentucky, which is a state out here.
Great.
And
chicken.
We were staying at an Airbnb. Oh, yeah. Great chicken. And we were staying at an Airbnb, and all of a sudden, you know, I listen to your guys' podcast, and all of a sudden, I just see this Prince Albert tobacco can. I'm like, there's no way. So, I took a picture, sent it to Lee. Lee's like, that's awesome. And I'm like, oh, how much is postage to Australia? $20, not too bad. And I'm like, I'll buy one, send it out, no problem. Got your info, sent it over, and then I got a notification from the U.S. Postal Service saying, oh, we lost your package. And I already committed to it. I told Leah and everybody, I'm like, listen, I already sent it out. It's awesome. Go on eBay, Australia, and somebody was selling it over there. I'm like, I'll just buy it from there and get it shipped out. Wasn't too expensive, easy enough. The person that was selling it was nice enough to write a little note on there. And then I guess the one that was sent from the US originally got delivered. So now you guys have two.
Yes.
Okay. Can't complain.
That's unbelievable. Okay.
That is good, because I was worried it was like an old family heirloom or something. But what? So it's just like, it's just something you found.
That's what he used to keep his wet wipes in.
Yeah, no.
Okay, sweet. So it's just like a dollar shop find.
Yeah,
okay,
pretty much.
Yeah, well, I still think, Josh, they are extraordinary lengths to go to. I mean, the fact that we had one show up at our door, we're like, this is really cool. Then, like, 3 days later, we got another one. We're like,
double the fun.
Probably above and beyond. So hopefully all the chockies out there listening, they can now recognize exactly what it is that we need to award you with friend of the show, number 27. Obviously, incredibly invested in the Prince Albert journey. The fact that we've now got two tobacco cans sitting in there, which we're really unsure of what to do with, but they're just going to sit there.
I mean, you could put your car keys in there. I know that much.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Skin, you could actually put the piercing in there. Oh.
It's still in.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic, Josh. The lengths that you went to, and I think you also maybe, I don't know, you Skin said that you sent in two applications, but then maybe you also got your wife or significant other to sort of badger us as well. So you were very, very keen to be a friend of the show.
Well, my wife went on it on her own. She didn't, I didn't ask her. I sent it in. I'm like, yeah, whatever. They're never going to get to it. So it is what it is. And then my wife has, you know, the blue check mark on Instagram. So if she jumps into your comments,
yeah,
I guess it's the first thing that you guys are going to respond to.
Yeah. We do pay attention to those ones.
Well played.
No, I'm not saying that not everyone needs to pay that subscription, although I'm sure they're wonderful people.
Like the people that stole our Instagram account. Oh, yeah.
People that deleted our Instagram account. Please don't give them money. Yeah. Just kidding. We love them. You're right. She did. She said to us that she didn't think. She was like, how do I get Josh to be a friend of the show without him applying for one? And so we're like, oh, I don't know. We've never done that before. And then we sort of thought we were kind of breaking the rules for this number 27. And then Skid looked up your name today. He's like, yeah, he's applied twice.
You guys are hopeless.
Makes life easier.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well, Josh, you've been fantastic, mate. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Thank you so much for sending over the Prince Albert tobacco cans. I know it's a great thing for people to look for now in the background of Skin Shot. And congratulations on being friend of the show number 27. We'll get that sent out. As you said, postage not that expensive. We'll save up the money for it. And it should be out to you within the next 4 to 6 business years.
Yeah, you know, I've actually sort of been using that term because we're doing a renovation on a house. out here, and it's like, oh, when is it going to be ready? I'm like, yeah, 4 to 6 business years.
Nice. That's perfect.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, it should be standard.
It's a standard time.
Exactly. I like it. No, thanks so much, Josh, and have a wonderful night, mate.
Thanks. You too, guys.
See ya.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
What a great man.
Sounds like a legend.
It is. Josh, outstanding. I'm moving us on to Lyric Substituskin. No, now, do we have a jingle for this?
I don't know. Don't know. The whole segment's jingles.
The whole segment's jingles, so we probably don't really do it. I don't think we ever did one due to the fact that everything is a jingle from this point on. So get ready to hear your favorite songs and then them quickly become songs that you don't like anymore, basically, in this segment. We replace song lyrics with the word skin for a musical twist that you don't want to miss.
For what reason? None.
Does anyone remember? Was there a reason?
I think just bored.
Mikas and I were sitting here one day working with you and we had songs like in our head and we just started doing it. And then, yeah, we were like, well, maybe we should turn that into a segment. And then it gathered steam. The Chockies love it. They send them in all the time. But not as well, obviously, edited and produced as ours
that's
are.
Right.
And that's what you get when you come to the Wiggle.
When you're in a well-oiled machine like what we've got here. Yeah,
exactly. Right, who's do you want to hear first, Skin? Now, obviously, the idea is you choose your winner of the entrance. We've all done one
They're
each.
All really good.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know all if right. they are or not.
We've done one each. Okay. Who would you like first?
Give me Goaties first.
Great choice. Here we go.
It's hard to say what it is I see in skin. Wonder if I'll always be with a skin. Words can't say, I can't do enough to prove it's all for skin.
Nice. Crikey.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, good very, tone. Very yeah. good song. Is that, better vocals than I expected.
I think it's an King underrated is. Pub song, I reckon. Yeah, yeah, I reckon it's a very song, underrated yeah. pub song.
And just as a bit of insight, you came in underprepared.
I didn't even know we were doing it, no.
Yeah. And then you just reeled that one off in the space of 8 seconds. So that's pretty that's nice.
And I did the song as well.
Second best performance of the day.
Third.
Very well done. That's good. I like that. Who do you want next?
Mikas.
Mikas.
I'm nervous.
Skins creeping up slowly. Oh. He's taking me over. Skins turning me on.
What the hell?
You know, it does that little thing at the end.
Well, it does a thing. Okay.
Dave's definitely cut the music there to no, make it sound way worse. So.
That's good.
That's
Taxi Ride. How good
I think that's your best one.
Moses. Taxi Ride.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, we're pretty big fans of Uber these days.
Yeah, but, absolutely. And Didi as well. They're wonderful.
Indeed they are. Okay, that's good.
Us for the night. Oh,
shit. No, well done, Mikas. That's because auto-tune doesn't tend to agree with you. Not that we use it.
Did you use it?
No, I haven't.
Heavily on me, apparently.
Apparently, Dave the Brit's favorite prank is to put it on Mikas's one. It's making him sound like an idiot, which is a great prank. I support it fully.
To be fair, I actually thought when I heard it back after I did it, it sounded pretty good.
Wait,
and then, like and then it ends the auto tune, yeah. and then it sounds bad.
Right,
so it was okay. actually pretty good before that. Okay. Take my word for it.
I really hope so because that sounded terrible. But.
Thanks. Nice. So you've got Goaty ahead of Mikas at the moment. Well, yeah, you're not happy so. To reveal
it. I'm pretty rattled at the moment. To be honest,
it's really hard.
Goaty okay. is a better singer than I expected, but also your first line just insulted me. So that wasn't yeah. great.
Good. Nice.
You only said nice things about you.
Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. Ready for him?
Smelly skin, what are they feeding you? Smelly skin, it's not your fault.
That is an incredibly tough listen.
Holy Moses, that is. There's plenty of auto-tune on the end of that too, surely, is there?
That's from Friends, isn't it? That
somehow that's coming fifth.
Yeah, we've actually got this one.
That's blind winning. Rank.
Blind rank. That's just below the Prince Albert.
Dave. He puts a lot more production into his own.
Yeah, how convenient when he's got the buttons to press.
He also chooses some of the rarest songs. But the other one you did was a spoonful of skin syrup or something.
Well, yeah, we didn't know that one, did we? Yeah.
Although apparently I turned Mickus on, so that's not great either.
Oh, you already knew. I was going to say something about the taste of your syrup.
Crocky. Pineapple juice. And so here we are. Lethals.
It's vegan, isn't it?
But since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the skin of you. I miss you more than life. What? So the options there were...
Yeah.
Are you going to say limited?
I just can't work out what goes on with where you place the word skin in your songs.
If I can't be close to skin, that would also be weird.
Yeah.
Weird's relative because this whole thing's weird.
So settling for the skin of
skin of someone else.
It puts the lotion on the skin sort of stuff.
Christ almighty.
Did you have the guitar for that too?
Nah.
You guys cheated.
Yeah, I should learn. What do you think, Skid?
Best of a bad bunch, Skid. Come on.
Yeah, I think best of a bad bunch might be Goaty. Oh, yeah.
I disagree.
And the rest of the rankings? Not blind. Going. This is visual rankings.
Yeah, I've got the... I've seen everything. I think I'm going.
We've done blind rankings there. We're doing vision rankings.
And I prefer the blind ones.
Crikey. I think I'm going... Goaty, Mickus, Lee. How have you two ended up with the top two? That's concerning. Lee, Dave.
It's a fucking no-brainer. Taboo, we just win everything.
Thought you were both 4 and 5 when I first heard them, so that's
done. There were only four options.
7 and 9.
I've got a new game for you guys to play, and well, that's you guys, Skin, Mickus, Goaty, and you listening as well. Play along, please. Now, we got this email in from Alex Renton. Still hasn't bought a house.
I was going to say, he's obviously in the market, isn't he?
We don't prepare this stuff, Skid.
You know, he actually got married to a lady with the last name DVD, and they had a hyphenated name, so like, you know, renting a DVD.
What's last name's fucking DVD? You filthy liar.
No, that's an acronym. It's Da Vinci Dude.
Dan Van Dyke.
Yeah, very common last name, Da Vinci Dude.
It should be more common, really. That's what's wrong with the world.
What? That's it.
That's it. No,
that's the only thing. No. Yeah.
No. All right. Now, Alex's email said, after Skin's fart sounds, a new game suggestion, solid, liquid, or gas. I'm sure it's pretty self-explanatory. Enjoy your chats. Only recently found your podcast, but loving it.
This whole game's not about people pooing and farting, is it?
No. So we took Alex's idea and used it as inspiration.
Yeah, nice.
But then we've made it into a game that we would like to call Not So Secret Sound.
Nice.
And the fart thing was a fair while ago now. So just for anyone new to give some context, someone spent about a week recording like little clips of their farts and sending them into us on the voicemail, the chalk line.
Down the chalk line. Yeah. The genuine chalk line.
You're trying to go.
That's actually where the name came from.
We were trying to go through the like listen to jokes and lyrics stuff to Juicy and things and just kept getting
farted on.
And that's why Skin is great. The boss, because he always thinks of the first time listener. Well done, Skin. Outstanding. Yeah.
Pleasure.
Nicely done. It's more of a auditory adventure that we're playing. So what's wrong with that?
Auditory adventure, fucking hell.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So keep your ears sharp and your guesses ready.
Okay.
I wrote that myself.
Nice.
I didn't ChatGPT write it.
Okay. It did feel like a Chad thing, didn't it?
Chad sucks. There you go. Chad's a dick.
Genuine Chad thing. So essentially the way that we've used Alex homeowner's idea is to go. I've got two from each category, as in solid, liquid, and gases, but they're actually sounds. They're not farts. They're real sounds. You guys will buzz in and you will try and guess the sound that I'm playing. And you have to be quite specific with what it is. Mm-hmm. Understand?
I didn't really listen because I was too busy thinking of things with his last name. That's okay.
And also, Mingus is looking at me like,
so we're not guessing. No idea what's happening. We're guessing the thing.
No, you're guessing what the sound is. So they could have guessed too easy.
Okay.
Come on.
Sure.
Yeah. So like that's probably, that's obviously gas.
That's solid. So this would
look
be.
At
so this sound would be liquid, yeah. Obviously. So yeah, you got so it, Mingus?
Yeah. Yeah. This sound here, definitely gas.
Because has no idea what we're doing. Anyway,
I spent so long trying to put my headphones on around the Akubra that now I just don't even know what we're doing, but I'll figure it out.
Okay. It is weird that you wear Akubras now.
Yeah.
Let's get into
even more niche.
Our first
it's
sound.
All coming together.
Even the people that get that might not get that.
doesn't.
Welcome to the We Got the Chocolates podcast, episode 197, inside jokes only.
Oh, crikey.
But inside jokes, but an hour outside jokes. So it's fine. Okay. Here we go. First sound. You got your buzzers ready?
I don't care anymore.
Here we are. Albert. Oh, Skin, I heard Albert first.
Nice. What was my jingle? I forgot it.
Bad face.
Bad face, yes.
Velcro.
Well done. Velcro.
Okay, now I've got the name of the game.
Skin.
Okay, yeah, now it. I get it.
Yeah, good. All right, here we go.
Albert.
Skin.
Filling up a bathtub.
Oh my gosh, Skin. This is your best game ever. Holy heck. Two to Skin. Mika's not sure he's still here.
Hiding.
It's hiding. Cody zero. Okay. Nice.
Gadel.
Albert. Oh.
Gadel.
It's,
you said your buzzer was bad.
Nah, nah. That was the old one. Gadel's the new one. It's a balloon, like pulling the thing
that's
of the balloon.
Exactly what it is, surely. Yep.
Correct. Hold on. So you see how we had a solid, a liquid, and a gas one?
Yeah, yeah. I like
and
it.
And like this one here, obviously, liquid.
You've done that joke already.
It's still funny.
Please stop.
I don't know what this is. Oh, no, nah, okay, let's go. These are harder, I reckon.
Okay.
Here you go. That's probably the hardest.
Godel.
Oh, that's hard.
Okay, nice.
Scrunching up a drink bottle like a water bottle.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness. That's unbelievable. So it's specifically it's a plastic bottle. We're happy to give it to you. Two all.
Yep. Oh, no. That's well played.
I'll figure this out soon.
Because you're right. Can
you just check, see if his mic's on?
Oh, he's on mute. Oh,
damn, I muted you.
You say mute?
Yeah. Here we go. Ready?
Godel.
Well, I did hear Godel first.
Yeah. It's like stirring like a tea in like a ceramic glass or bowl.
That's what I was going to say. Damn it, that's what I was going to say.
Three, two, final one. Don't have a tiebreaker, so Godel get it right.
Godel or Mikus?
Oh, Mikus.
Which one's more likely?
We tie, by default it goes to Mikus.
If you guys tie, Mikus wins for making my life easier.
Come on, Daddy.
Last one. Here we go. You got to be specific here too.
Okay.
Specific ocean.
Okay. Oh, I was going to be Atlantic.
Why would you say that?
Here we go.
Bali.
Oh, I think Albert was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like,
not want to answer.
Oh, what a shame, because I don't really know what that was.
Oh, so do you think Bali was,
Bali was in?
Okay, yeah. Bali was in.
I'm pretty sure it was Albert.
Oh, okay. Pretty sure it was, Albert.
Do you want the no sound idea. Again?
Yeah, please.
Oh, well then.
Oh.
Wait, no, well, who Albert, buzzed in?
Yeah, I buzzed, obviously.
No, you buzzed, obviously. Well, I probably shouldn't play.
No, yeah, definitely don't play it again.
Definitely don't play it.
I'm not playing it again.
Okay.
That was me doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just someone blowing air into a microphone, isn't it?
No, obviously.
I can't take that.
Is that not the exact same sound?
But I said you had to be specific about why would someone blow air into a microphone?
Yeah, what kind of microphone?
To record the sound of that?
Yeah, but they're not recording
it in a game like this?
Well, no, it's not someone blowing air into a microphone.
Okay. Well, it is.
But you were next. Well, it probably is. But,
but apart from that, I mean, yeah.
Go.
I don't Mikus. Know. Can you play the sound again?
No, that's wrong.
Come on, Goaty.
I'm already winning. I don't fucking know what to do with this. Is it Lee going,
I didn't record
that's
the
what
sound.
I just
that's
said.
What he just said.
Yeah. You just specified the person.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Someone think of an occasion where you would make that
blowing
sound.
Blowing out a
blowing
candle.
Out a
well
candle.
Done. Oh, I said it first.
Nice.
I'm giving it to you, Mikus. Welcome to the game. Very well done.
And you won, too.
Skin, you loser.
Oh, my.
You still won.
Days.
No, well, he didn't really win.
Wait, what was the score?
Well, three to Goaty. Oh, Skin two.
Didn't we say the last one was a 5 points, though?
Yeah, no.
Do normally say that. That's rule number eight of podcasting.
Can we just put that in before?
Yeah.
Now, who's doing this?
I'll start off. You're in for a tweet slash. Damn it, we forgot again.
Sorry, everyone. Another week, we still don't have an answer for you.
No, we actually need the Chongies to vote on this. So let's get a poll up.
Yep.
And we'll do the quiz as well.
The problem is I said that 2 weeks ago and we still haven't done it. But,
we've been busy.
Well, that's true. We're flat out.
Some of us have changed.
Looking for those golf simulators. It all takes time.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, I don't know if you guys saw, I think it was on Sunrise the other day, they had footage of... is he still in Parliament? Or somehow he is, Barnaby Joyce, watching footage of what he thought was the Matildas against France where they wanted a penalty shootout. Which was a great game. But then he made comment that, they won 1-0, which was actually happened in the warm-up game prior to the World Cup. So on top of everything, it was well, Barnaby. Nice job, mate. Beautiful.
How does that happen?
Because he's a moron, mate.
Accidentally watch a replay of an old game at the same time. That's unreal.
So as you can imagine, Twitter/X has gone off.
Yeah.
All right. So Scotty from Marketing, which is a parody account of former Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison. Barnaby just invited me around to watch Cathy Freeman in the 400-meter final. I watched that again the other day, just out of curiosity. Fuck, that was a great call by Bruce Brackman too. Jesus Christ, that was good.
Fair race by Cathy Freeman. Oh,
obviously.
That also was impressive, yes.
It's just seriously, though, what a moment. Tony Windsor, who's another...
Not as good as throwing a pizza at a fan, though.
No, there's Tony Windsor, Barnaby Joyce... says the game between Matildas and Nigeria should be a nail biter tomorrow night, which was about 4 or 5 days earlier. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Beautiful. And that's all me.
Well,
skin's
done.
Skin. Skin. Solid.
Liquid, you idiot.
Sorry, yeah, liquid. Damn it. Nice suck at this game. I can't drive.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
So ready for this one? Liquid.
I actually think it was. I got some spit there. Yeah.
Okay, we had another tweet. This one was sent in by Andrew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think you'll really enjoy. So the original tweet is just by an account called Football Tweet. 17-year-old Rooney Bargy had a penalty to send Copenhagen through to the Champions League playoffs, and this is what he did. And it shows a great video of him like chipping it over the goalkeeper who's diving it straight down the middle. And Joe obviously replies, well, yeah, but his brother Onion's even better.
Nope. As soon as he read his name, yeah, exactly where that was going.
I should have held off on the name.
One of the great entrees.
Really
second behind Axie, obviously.
What's your favourite entree mix? And
why are we back here every time?
Oh, no.
Please.
And while you're at it, your favourite Mexican food's good. Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. Okay. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. So get in touch. What just happened? I missed that.
Just got the entrees, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, get in touch via our socials, I reckon, at We Got the Chocolates on all the socials, I think. Mm. Certainly all the massive ones. Mm-hmm. Probably would have been quicker to just read them out, but that's all right. at We Got the Chocolates. In the social bios, you'll find a link tree which has discount codes to LSKD and Better Beer clothing at the moment. So, yeah, help us help you by going to check those out.
Yes, and the other way you can help us is by contributing to the show. If you go to the Choc Line, which is at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au, you can leave a recording for us if you want to hear yourself on a future ep, or you can just write in below as well if that's your preference. Yep.
Mm.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Keep the ratings and reviews flowing too. We'll also get YouTube up early this week.
Early.
Will we? No.
I'll be onto it.
Yeah. We'll get Nicholas onto it. And merch, some people bought some merch as well, and fairly certain, so we'll give them a bit of a shout out as well.
Right. Yeah, we actually, literally, while we've been recording this, Michael Berger.
Oh.
Just purchased one.
Did you Michael buy the Berger. Lot? Hell,
that is elite. I hope people are still listening. Well,
they're not, obviously.
Yes, but go and check out the website for merchandise as well. Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates throughout the week, then you absolutely get in the chocolates. Love having you listening. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love Tofu.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.